Hi there. This is Tessa. I'd like to talk to you a little bit about anticipation. What happens when you want something so bad and how that can affect your behavior. Like right now, you know you're going to be hypnotized. You're probably anticipating being hypnotized. So you probably can't help but to try to get really comfortable right now. To try to relax just a little bit. It's almost as if you can't seem to help yourself. You know what's going to happen, and you want it to happen quick. So you find yourself getting comfortable. Getting into that place where you can just lie back and relax and listen. It's just so easy to do. So easy not to think about things at all except for the things that you are anticipating. And there is a lot to anticipate. There's a lot to think about what you might be getting. How good it feels to be hypnotized. How good it feels to completely submit. And it's just so easy to do. For instance, all you need to do right now is to start to slow that breathing down, just like I like it. A little slow, a little relaxed, because you want to be hypnotized. And because you know I'm going to hypnotize you, you're quick to follow my directions because you're anticipating the moment that I say sleep. And you can feel yourself descend down into the deep state of hypnosis. Now we'll get to that in a little bit. Right now I'd like you to listen very carefully to me. Listen very carefully to every word while your body continues to relax. You already know that you want to be hypnotized. And you probably already have a presupposition that that should mean that you should relax. That you should allow your body to get very comfortable. Allow that breathing to become so nice and steady. Nice cleansing breaths in. And allow yourself to relax a little bit more as you breathe out. It's so easy to do. You don't even have to find yourself easing into it all that much. The anticipation of wanting to relax helps you to start doing the things that you need to do to get there just a little bit quicker. And you know that this is erotic hypnosis. And you already know exactly what's going to happen to you. You know that you're going to become a little bit aroused. And you know that you're going to find yourself letting go with the soft, sensual tones of my voice. So you might already find a little bit of that happening now. You might find your mind already starting to become a little bit aroused just by listening to my voice. And you know that you're going to be even more aroused later. So you might be doing everything in your power to make that happen now. Sometimes you just can't help yourself. Sometimes when that anticipation of an event builds up, you do everything you can to facilitate it happening now. And sometimes you can try and stop the natural flow of things. But when you anticipate and want something so much, sometimes it's hard to help yourself. Like right now, have you noticed that as I've slowed down, you've started to match and mirror my pace? Because you're anticipating being hypnotized. You're dying to hear those words of sleep. So you can submit to me, submit to my power, by simply letting everything slow down. You just can't help but to become a little bit more relaxed. You can't fight the feelings because you know if you just give in and allow every breath to take you a little deeper, that you'll get to where you want to be a little quicker. It's so easy to just follow me now. To come a little bit closer, hear my voice a little clearer, while your body just slows down. Nothing to think about, nothing to focus on. Just allowing yourself to rest and relax. Doing everything you physically can to facilitate the end result. And sometimes you can focus so much on being hypnotized that you start to do other things that are completely unnecessary. Sometimes you try to think about nothing. But you know that's not truly possible. Even thinking of a dark black void is thinking about something. So I'd like you to give yourself permission to go ahead and think about how arousing it is to have a strong, dominant female turning you on just a little bit, making your brain a little excited, while you allow your body to rest, becoming so comfortable with this feeling, allowing all the physical sensations of relaxation to just move over your body, to allow your skin to start to flow with the air in the room, rather than feeling it touch you. Just becoming part of the atmosphere around you. Doing everything you can to relax a little quicker. To feel yourself being pulled down a little deeper. Because you want to get to where you're going, so you're allowing it to happen. You can't help yourself when you start to relax. It's like a downward spiral. The more you breathe, even and slow, the more your body responds with being still. You just can't help yourself. You can't help but to feel yourself starting to slip down a little bit. Not really willing to form your own thoughts. Just allowing the sound of my voice to lull you down a little bit deeper. While allowing your mind to be stimulated and to be aroused. And that's perfectly okay if your body is so relaxed while your mind is a little excited. You want to hear the erotic things I have to say to you. So it's so easy not to be able to help yourself. To jump ahead to the thoughts that make you a little bit aroused. To let your mind race to the things that make you a little excited and a little turned on. You can even let those thoughts overwhelm you, regardless of what I'm telling you right now. Because regardless of what you think about, your mind will always come right back here, right back to focus on my voice, while your body slips down a little deeper, while you start to let go just a little bit more, overwhelmed by how excited your brain can be, while your body becomes so slow and relaxed. Even your breathing so nice and slow. Breathing in so easy. And breathing out so heavy. Slipping down and down. A little bit deeper, right to sleep. Sleep for Tessano. Allow everything to let go. You don't have to be in control of anything because you can't help yourself by simply letting go and going to sleep. Sleep now. Sleep for Tessa. I told you wouldn't be able to help yourself. You can't help but to slip down a little deeper with every breath. And I'd like to take you just a little bit deeper to find a new place of rest and relaxation. And you might find that even then, you can't really help yourself. That everything that's going to happen will happen quite naturally without any conscious effort. I'd like for you to breathe nice and deep for me in a moment. I'm going to ask you to breathe in to the count of three and out to the count of four. And you'll do this for me because you just can't help yourself. It just feels good to do whatever I tell you to do. After all, I've helped you come down to this nice state of relaxation and suggestibility. So it should be even easier to do what I say now and to breathe in for me to the count of three. Breathe in now with one, two, and three. And out to one, two, three, and four. Very good. Each and every time I have you breathe in and out, you can allow it to take you just a little bit deeper down. All you need to do is follow my directions. And you want to follow my directions because you just can't help yourself. We're going to do it again, except for this time. You're going to breathe in to three and out to five. And as you breathe out, I want you to let it all go. Breathing in with one, two, three. Out for me. With five, four, three, two, one. Sleep now. Very good. You're so good at following directions. But maybe you're not that good at following directions. As much as you're just really good at doing what I ask you to do. Maybe it's the anticipation of knowing what's coming that makes you want to do exactly as I say right now. For instance, I told you earlier I was going to make you a little bit aroused. So I'd like you to go ahead and think about those feelings and thoughts and images that make you a little bit excited. Think about gorgeous women with their curvy hips and their big breasts, everything that makes them feminine and exciting. You can even think about the moisture of their pussies, the softness of their skin, and you can think about how you'd like to touch and caress. You can think about what it feels like to get to touch a woman, or to even want to touch a woman. To make her feel good. To make her respond to you. Can you think about how arousing that is? Because the more you think about pleasing a woman, the more you can allow yourself to become aroused. To become a little bit hard and excited. And the more hard and excited you become, the more you can facilitate those thoughts, thinking about them more and more, just like you do all the time. It feels good to be aroused and excited. You just can't seem to help yourself. The mere permission of getting to think about sexy, beautiful women makes you so aroused, so turned on. It's almost as if you just can't help yourself. I'm going to prove to you that you have no self-control. But we'll get to that in a moment. Right now, I just want you to think about how easy it is for you to become aroused, just like you are now. It's so easy for you to become stimulated, aroused, and hard. Just because you can't seem to help yourself. This lack of self-control extends far beyond just getting a little aroused. Can you think about how sensitive your cock is when you get this aroused? How it might not take much at all to make you explode? Even right now, I bet if a woman just touched you for a moment, you'd find yourself coming. You can't help but to come too soon. It might only take a woman whispering in your ear to make you come right now. Because you have no self-control. And you don't need to have any self-control. Because you just can't help yourself. Because the more you become stimulated, and the more you become aroused, I want you to start thinking right now about pleasing a woman. Almost as if the more you do get aroused, the more you think about pleasing a woman. And you do want to please a woman, don't you? Of course you do. You want to please a woman so bad. You want to prove that you're all she'll need. And that probably makes you so hard to think about. Almost as if the more you think about being a real man, pleasing a woman and making her come, that it makes you even more aroused. And the more you get aroused, the more you can think about that.
You can't help but to come too soon.
The more you think about making a woman come, might start to become an overwhelming feeling. Do you really think you'll make her come? Do you think she'll enjoy your cock? Wonder if the more you became aroused and the more you thought about pleasing a woman, the more you start to worry about it. Wonder if you can't please her. You probably can't please her. You know, even lying there right now with that hard cock, that you're not going to please her. You're going to start to think about that more and more on those rare opportunities that you get the opportunity to fuck a woman and please her. What happens if you come too early? What happens if you come before your cock even gets inside? Almost as if the more you get aroused, the more you want to please a woman, and the more you want to please a woman, the more you start to worry about it. Getting so excited that you simply can't help yourself. Finding that each and every time you get the slightest bit stimulated, that anxiety starts to build. Those muscles that are relaxed right now become a little more tense. What about your performance?
You can't help but to come too soon.
Do you think you're going to have stamina? Do you think you're going to last? Even your mind is telling you the truth right now. You're not going to last. You're not going to give her what she wants.
You can't help it.
Not because you don't want to, but it's simply because you can't.
The more the anxiety builds up.
Because the more aroused you get, the more that anxiety builds of not pleasing a woman. You'll get so excited and overwhelmed with arousal that you'll come too soon. And the more you focus on not coming too soon, the more difficult it becomes. You can tell yourself not to come, but you know the moment you think about not coming, the easier it is to come. And you can see it in your mind's eye right now. Getting a woman right where you want her. That beautiful naked body in front of you. Those beautiful full tits. That warm, wet pussy. So excited about being pleased. Ready to be fucked. You want to please her. You want to touch her. You want to make her feel so fulfilled. But the more you start to think about pleasing her, the more you worry about coming too soon. Even if you're making her feel good with your hands or your lips, seeing her chest start to rise and fall with excitement, the moans escaping her lips, her head thrown back, ready to come over and over again, ready to be pleased. And you want to please her. You want to fuck her just like men do. It's so exciting and arousing to think about touching her and fucking her. Seeing how much she wants you. Wanting to please her so she'll be happy with you. So excited and hard at the prospect of fucking her. So excited that before you even get to enter her, you find your cock coming. Because the more you worry about coming, the quicker you'll come. And each and every time you come too soon, it's going to create a pattern that your cock responds to over and over again. The more excited you become, the more you have no control. The mere prospect of pleasing a woman is too much to bear. You'll feel that anxiety build up. Because the more you want to please a woman, the more you'll start to obsess on not having any stamina. And the more you want to please her, the less stamina you'll have. And each and every time you show no self-control, the cycle starts all over again. It doesn't matter whether you're by yourself, whether you're just kissing and touching, or even if you're about to fuck. The thought of coming too soon will simply make you come too soon. And you just can't help yourself. Just like you couldn't help to go a little deeper for me. Going down deep so easy and so soon. And you couldn't help yourself but to become aroused for me. So quick and so easy because it's so nice to hear a sexy female voice. And each and every time you want to please a partner, that anxiety will build like it's building now. Wonder if I told you that I really wanted you to please me. That if I wanted you to hold on just a little bit. If I wanted you to be so nice and hard now, just like you'd be for any woman you'd like to touch. So nice and hard and excited. Do you think you'd come too soon? You know you'd come too soon. I wonder if you can hold out and not come simply while we're talking. It might be so difficult because the more you think about pleasing somebody, the more you want to come. because you have no self-control. Each and every time you get aroused, you'll think about coming too soon. And the more you think about coming too soon, the harder it will be to hold up. You'll have to come. You'll come too soon and you'll see the disappointment in her eyes. You'll feel the disappointment moving through you. You'll never be able to pleasure a woman because you'll always come too soon. You'll always come too soon. Each and every time you get hard and stimulated, the anxiety of coming too soon will become too strong. And the more you give in to that anxiety, the quicker you'll come, because you'll always come too soon. And each and every time you come too soon, it will make the anxiety that much stronger. You'll never please a woman because you'll always come too soon. You can't help yourself. Even right now, it would really please me if I counted you back up and out of hypnosis, and you stroked your cock and held on for hours. Held on for hours before you came. But you know if I count you up and out of hypnosis right now, and your cock is so nice and hard, you'll have to come too soon. Because you just can't help yourself, and you just can't please a woman. In a moment, I'm going to count up from 1 to 5. And when I do, you'll feel your cock getting that much harder, and the anxiety of coming too soon will get that much stronger. And we'll just see if you can't help yourself and you come too soon. Coming up at 1, getting a little harder. 2, take some nice deep breaths to help you wake. 3, start to open your eyes now. 4, a little harder, and 5, wide awake. Wide awake for Tessa.